I'm Austin Kim with these top stories. The U.S. is trying to get the Taliban not to interfere with the evacuation at Kabul airport. The Associated Press reporting a military commander met face-to-face with the insurgents to seek assurances. But panic has gripped the airport. At least 7 people are dead as thousands of desperate Afghans crowd the tarmac, hoping to get on a plane out of the country. You can see people running with the military plane, some climbing on it, some people falling off after hanging on to one of the planes after takeoff. The State Department says all American personnel have been evacuated from the U.S. Embassy and are being flown out through the airport. Kabul fell Sunday after the Taliban swept through Afghanistan in a matter of days. And first on Newsy, we're learning more about U.S. Embassy staff who knew about Afghanistan's president's plans. Let's go to national security reporter Sasha Ingber, who joins us. Sasha, you obtained an embassy cable from Saturday. What can you tell us?
Hi, good to see you, Austin. So this is the last cable that came from U.S. Embassy Kabul on Saturday, and it gives us some insight into what they were thinking. Essentially, that there was a lot more going on that they were making people and the public aware of. This 5-page sensitive but unclassified document showed that the U.S. was aware of the possibility that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani could leave the country a day before the Taliban entered Kabul, a day before. The document saying post contacts close to key power brokers said Ghani's address on Saturday could foreshadow Ghani's resignation. Now, Ghani's comments, according to the translation in this document, said, "I've always worked for building Afghanistan. I will continue my efforts." Of course, he fled yesterday.
All right, Sasha Ingber, thank you so much for that update. Well, President Biden is returning to the White House early today after largely staying out of the public eye as news of Kabul's fall broke Sunday. He's planning to give remarks at 3:45 Eastern. You, of course, can watch that live here on Newsy and stay with us for more developments in Afghanistan and what happens next.